Good afternoon. This is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats Locals. I'm live streaming with Maria de Los Angeles, also known as Vice Queen Maria on Twitter. Hey, Maria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tanya?
I'm good now. I was just telling you, I've had issues with my the laptop that I have that I use to live stream on. So, but it's fixed now.
Are you able to broadcast your show?
The laptop that I use, I have a Toshiba laptop that's what I have the software on. That's what I use for my, for the show. And then once in a while I use it to go online. Norton 360, I've never experienced this before, but it expired on Thursday, but I decided not to, renew it yet until I come back from my social media club, Palm Beach County event on Thursday evening. And then on Friday, I thought it's expired, but I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm just going to live stream, so it's not a big deal. Well, it locked my system down, so I couldn't do anything. So I took it to Best Buy on Monday afternoon because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it myself. So they figured I was Norton 360, so we removed it. But I've never experienced that a security system would, like, lock you down. It was expired. That's kind of scary, actually. So what I do is I put a new software on there. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, that can happen on a PC, right?
That should never happen, actually. But
yeah, it's never happened to me, but I've been using Mac for so long. But
yeah. Well, the player that we stream off of is a Microsoft. So, and that it streams off of the website, so it's Microsoft, and then I use a Mac when I'm doing anything. I use a Mac. I just started using a Mac a year ago when Scotty got me a Mac. I'm spoiled with it. I forget sometimes, like, you know, different functions are different on the PC compared to a Mac. But Mac is nice. I like it.
So, this weekend, I went to the New
York
Symphony Premiere, and it was really amazing.
I'm sorry, where did you go?
To the New York Symphony Premiere.
Oh, okay. How was it?
I spent, first of all, about 3 hours with the audio director of the New York Symphony, and she did a behind-the-scenes tour of all of their massive computer servers and things that they utilize to make all that happen.
Wow.
And then I sat outside with him for the wall cap, which is when they project what's happening inside the theater. They project outside on this huge wall.
Uh-huh.
And there are these speakers and these huge tubes that surround the space. So the quality is so amazing. It's like you're sitting inside.
Wow.
And the projection of the concert, it's like going to the Super Bowl of classical music, is what I call it, because
wow.
They have different cameras inside. It's not just a static camera, you know, on stage. They have cameras like almost in, you know, under the bass. So you're looking up with the bow, at different angles. So it's really, you really get a much more intimate experience than actually sitting in the theater, because you get to see musician's
face is
closed off,
and you see all the expression on their face.
So, yeah, it was just really, really incredible, and I'm going to be writing an article about that for my Navy 411.
Oh, nice. And do they play year-round?
I'm really impressive.
Do they play year-round, or is it just when they are?
Yeah, they have several wall casts throughout the year, and if you go to the website, the schedules are listed there. And it's really a fun thing to do. There's some people there that were really getting into it as far as the picnic situation was concerned. Like, someone bought a little table, and she had a candle and some flowers.
Wow.
Nice. It was, quite nice. And, we had some rain, but people still stayed, and they had to put up their umbrellas, and they just sat there to listen to the music.
That's beautiful. So they...
Yeah, it's really... And the building itself is gorgeous. You know, I got to go inside the control room and inside the computer room, you know, with their air conditioning. It reminded me of the computer Harold from Space Odyssey.
Oh, my God.
It would be really very geeky.
So it's very so that their system is very so their whole system is very updated then.
Well, the building is new anyway. It opened in January, and it is state of the art. There are, I don't know for sure, but like 5 million miles of fiber optic cable in there.
Wow.
That you don't see it, it's all behind the scenes, but that is what helps the transmission of all of this. And then also they use Ethernet too, which is a section of the internet that is only available to, scientific organizations and academic institutions. So when you're on the regular World Wide Web, you're not using Ethernet too. They're using their own internet. Yes, that's how you can think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much faster, and they use that for several reasons. One is for education, so that the musicians at Symphony can study with different mentors abroad. And so let's say you're in a practice room here in Miami Beach, and you're playing your violin, and you're stipending, in a way, with a teacher in London. The sound quality is TV quality. There's no delay, no data. I mean, or very little. I mean, it's minimal. The goal is that it be as flawless as possible. So it's as if you were in the same room with that teacher, because it's really important in music, especially of that caliber, that they really hear your pitch and your tone and, when you're being mentored on your instrument.
So do you know what their website is?
I think it's nws.edu.
NWS. Oh, yeah, NGU, okay. That is fantastic. Making friends in music. It's in the New World Symphony.
So,
that is really
when
neat.
When I used to work there several years ago, I wrote grants for the stuff that is happening today. So, so for me, it was very special to see it all happen.
Yeah, wow. I've never have been in that area at all. I heard about it, but never had an opportunity to go there to check them out.
Well, it's really just off the corner of Lincoln Road. It's around the corner from where the old facility was, the Lincoln Theater. But now they've built this new building by the architect Frank Gehry. It's like designed the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao and the Los Angeles Philharmonic Building, the Disney Building. And all of the, it's not just a traditional concert hall. It has a pneumatic stage where, you can lift certain sections of it. So you might have trumpet players playing up here and the rest of the orchestra down here, and you can sit behind the orchestra. They also do some really cool events there, like nightclubby events where they play jazz, and you can go there and hang out.
I've been following them. I remember when I started following this page, but the New World Symphony, I've been following them for a while.
What's that going on?
No, I've been following this page, because actually, I'm trying to think, there was someone that I had met that did the PR for them at one of the AWC South Florida's networking event a couple years ago, and we were going to look into having, I guess, because they have parties there too, don't they? Don't they have, because they were talking...
They have a beautiful patio on the roof of the building that overlooks, it's pretty high, I think it's like the 8 or 9 story.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get up there, you have a really nice view, and there's a garden up there, and it's a very nice place that you can rent out. You can also rent the theater, but I think the rooftop is probably more a minimum for parties,
Yeah, that's because the girl was telling me
nice
about it.
With a bar in the lobby area.
Uh huh. Yeah, this is one of the locations we were supposed to look at.
What's that?
I said it's actually one of the locations that I was supposed to look at a couple years ago. And I liked them on Facebook, and I never really, like, I guess I totally forgot about them, actually, until you brought it up. And then I looked
them
up.
But that building it was inaugurated in January.
But
she might have suggested the old theater as well, because they had a nice vestibule there where you could throw parties.
Yeah, it must have
been. But not as nice as this one.
This is a new one. Wow. Nice.
So, yeah, it really is, you know, I think it's the best thing that's happened to Miami Beach since Columbus discovered America.
Yeah. Well, they are very social.
Just before even Miami Beach even existed. So, it really is, like, it just takes the city to another level in terms of the culture that it can offer. People don't realize it, but it isn't educated. It's a campus. Music lab, it is an educational institution, it's not just program music. And they do a lot of stuff for the community, you know, the fellows, they go into schools, and they do stuff with the technology, the students.
I'd love to get somebody from there, from here on a show. Do you have a connection?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that, you know, that their PR director would put in mind, or we can get someone else.
Yeah, they have, like, they have a lot of different events in here. I'm looking at their event page. That's nice. I didn't realize, wow, that's really nice. Especially, you know, for South Florida, we have such... Music is so important these days, and it's unfortunately that a lot of the music programs have been, you know, shut down in the public school. It's not being shut down, but it's been cut back. So it's nice to see that we have a school like this. And they're so social. They have all the social networks set up on this website.
Yeah, they actually do something really cool at the World Cup this year, which is, they have some ambassadors walking around for the first hour of the concert, of the walkout.
Yeah.
And they're handing out cards where you can find the Twitters and some information on an application that you can download to your smartphone. You just text to a number, and then the entire program shows up on your phone with a lot of program notes. So they don't actually have to give out paper programs.
Oh, that's nice.
Very cool. And then they also have a Twitter usher. So if you have any questions during the walkout, you know, even if it's about the show or it's like, where are the bathrooms, stuff like that, they will reply to your tweet.
Oh, really? Wow. They have a Twitter usher. That is... I've never... You know what?
Yeah, because...
That's really awesome.
They really have a personal usher. I mean, you're out in the... in the open there, and the people are sitting on the grass, you're having a picnic, so it's not like when you walk through theater.
Yeah.
You know, there's a person at the door. So yeah, that's something that they started on Saturday, and the program on the phone was fantastic.
That is...
It was educational. I mean, there were a lot of... It wasn't terribly lengthy, but just enough information so that if you didn't know anything about the music,
Yeah, I'm looking at their Twitter feed. That's that they're very they're on it. That's great, you know, because and again, this is so, it's really interesting to see something like this, especially, you know, you're saying they have they utilize Twitter quite a bit. I wonder how many other organizations like theirs are doing the same thing, utilizing social media.
You know, I really don't know. I know I just asked about the wall cast, and apparently there's only like two other organizations in the world, at least that they knew of. And one of them is a festival, a famous music festival called Tanglewood. But so this is like probably the most advanced state of the art because it's so new.
Yeah. And they, yeah,
they also do movies there, by the way, but that's run by the city of Miami Beach, not the symphony.
Oh, they have movies there too? I can imagine how cool that must be.
It's like a drive-in. Like, you don't drive up. You just bring a picnic basket and you sit there and watch a movie. That programming is done by the city of Miami Beach, not by the city.
I never even knew that. When you think about, and this is right off of Lincoln Road.
What was that?
This is right off of Lincoln Road? The location?
This is right behind Lincoln Road.
Oh, wow.
Pennsylvania,
okay.
And Lincoln Lane.
17th so Street. I am...
From Lincoln Road.
That is incredible. I never even knew about this. Especially the Wallcast. That sounds interesting.
I highly encourage you to check it out. Come down one Saturday. I know Scotty's not going to like that.
I think that's a great thing that they're doing that. They have a $2.50 mini concert. That's so cute.
Yeah, I think the mini concerts are like their way of providing access into the hall, so people don't have to pay a lot of money. And they're short and sweet.
No, I think that's fantastic.
So it's kind of like, you can be part of your evening entertainment, so you just go for an hour and listen to music. And then go off to dinner or whatever, so it's...
And it's right there.
They're only $2.50.
I know. And it's right there, too. That's what I like about that. It's the heart of South Beach. See, here's another example of you showing me something that I didn't know about. I really did not know about this, about the Wallcast down in South Beach, which is... This is like on 17th Street, right next to Lincoln.
We're starting
I'm sorry, what?
Can you get closer to this?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I'm looking at their website. I'm saying this is a perfect example of you showing me another local attraction that I did not know about. I don't think a lot of people don't know about this, actually.
Well, certainly I hope that people in Miami Beach know about it, because you kind of can't miss it. You know, the building is huge. But I hope that they know about the Wallcast, and that's really what I'm going to write about, so that at least all the tourists that read our website can know that this is an option for them, in addition to, like, if you want to go pay for tickets, but, you know, of course, but this is something very unique.
And I'm on their page, and I'm looking at their, in the community section, the music lab. That's an interesting program right there. It's like a 26-week residency program. Wow, the music lab for school. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's some other cool educational stuff that they do.
And they have internet, too. I'm quite
so concerned. On Saturday, the Miami Rap Hack is having a little fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
This is a world fundraiser, and anything we make will go to this program. They will hand them a check.
For Music Lab?
What's that?
For the New World Symphony Music Lab?
Well, they're community outreach.
Okay.
But this is part of it.
Yeah, they New World Symphony, they have a, I guess another one is Internet 2.
Well, Internet 2 is how they're connected, you know. It's why I was telling you earlier that it's not the regular internet. So it's much faster. It's not cluttered with commercial stuff. And it's, you know, it's by universities and governments and those types of institutions.
Is it 4G? I wonder.
What's that?
Is it a 4G, I wonder?
No, it's like, it's wiring. I mean, it's a web.
Oh.
But it's not wireless.
So it's...
But only, like, it's not, the whole world is not connected to that. Only these institutions. So,
oh.
And it's just used for research and education.
And they have these free programs for highly gifted graduates.
That's the kind of thing where, let's say, you could have one orchestra in one city playing with another orchestra in another city at the same time.
That is incredible.
Because of the fact that it's so high quality.
Yeah, I'm looking at the education programs for the students, grade 3 through 8, and it's free.
What's that? I'm sorry,
it's
sounding very muffled.
Hold on. Okay, no, I'm just saying that I'm looking at the education concert program.
Mm-hmm.
It's free of charge for grades 3 to 8. I thought that was great, very interesting. And they can register online. They even have an education concert webcast. And this is nice. This is a really nice program for different, it's, I guess between 10 and 12 at certain dates.
Yeah, this is part of what they do. You know, they get grants for this stuff, and then they provide this programming for the community.
That's great. Yeah, you know, Victor, he wanted to play a violin when he was 4 years old. So at 4 years old, I bought him a violin. So what are you doing, Maria?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing? I hear this, like, a whistling noise.
I still can't hear it well,
Tanya. Yeah, no, I'm saying I hear a whistling noise. Now it stopped.
That's my bird.
Oh, okay. That's my bird. I think it's her bird.
Okay.
Oh. Is she wanting attention? She probably wants attention.
So we were sitting together at the Breakwater Hotel in South Beach on Ocean Drive from 7 to 10 p.m. It's a $20 suggested donation, and for that you're going to get some nice hors d'oeuvres for the first hour plus one cocktail. And we also have a couple of items to raffle. And a lot of things are getting together. Hopefully some people will come dressed up in Rat Pack clothes, you know, from the early 60s. But
I love that.
We'll see what happens.
That's very cool. Yeah, I'm on the page right now. The event page, Miami Rat Pack Flash Mob Fundraiser.
Yes.
That should be fun. And so this is the first one, right? Because I belong to the group. I've been following everyone. I think James.
Oh, kind of like, yeah, the first. You know, last year, the Rat Pack did a fundraiser for his birthday. He's part of the Miami Rat Pack, and but it was similar in that, you know, we just did it at a restaurant in Miami, and so a lot of people came, and he was able to raise about $3,000. But it was just charging like $15 at the door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and got some other donations, and he did that for Children's Hope with the cause dear to his heart, so.
Well, that's nice. And it looks, I like the fact that, because, you know, I love the Rat Pack, the 60s era, the Mad Men 60s style clothing. I like that. And I love this part on the event page, no need for formal gowns or tuxedo.
No, no.
That was cute.
Want to dress up, it's terrible, you know, I'm trying to keep it, to be nice, it's I call this black tie without black tie crisis. But no one will be turned away. I mean, if you show up and whatever, it's encourage people to dress up. But no, it doesn't have to be on the top.
Well, that's great. I know you guys have been working on this quite a bit. Because I was following it, I've been following the conversation, so I know you guys have been working on it. This should be fun. So, anything else happening this week?
Well, let's see. Gina Wudan's book signing is on Thursday.
Yeah.
Refresh Software is also having a anniversary party on that same night. Tomorrow there is a showing, actually tomorrow and Thursday, there's a showing of a documentary by Guy Harvey on the conservation of sharks.
Oh.
I plan to attend tomorrow. It's at Nova Southeastern University, and you know, Guy Harvey is a very famous ocean conservationist, and he also does an artist, and his drawings and paintings are, you know, you see them a lot on t-shirts and whatnot. He does a beautiful picture of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to check that out. And I'm working very heavily on the Art Camp book site. I met with Blanca on Sunday night, and we kind of started cranking that out.
Awesome.
It hasn't been published yet, because we still have to tweak it, and I've been adding content, kind of getting into WordPress. So, yeah, we're working on that. So
when are you expecting to launch it?
Hopefully, no later than the end of the month, hopefully sooner.
Awesome.
Just because people, you know, my God, it's already mid-October.
Yeah.
November, December, January. Yeah, you know, because it gives people 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be busy in November.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I have a list of, like, great speakers that I want to have on board. The Hyatt is going to be beautiful.
I know, that's a beautiful location itself. I'm excited, you know, I'm there. I'm all there.
Thank you, Tanya. It's February 4th.
Yep.
The day before Super Bowl.
Hey, that's a great thing to start, to go check it out first and then watch the Super Bowl the next day.
We will be looking for some sponsors just for the bare bones and some costs that are involved, like the space itself, which is not very expensive. I mean, Hyatt is really, really being very generous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could have gotten that space for so little money anywhere, you know, even in a non-profit place, you know, places always want to charge to use their space, so. I'm going to need sponsorship for, you know, to pay for the speaker's lunch, because I don't think that if you come here to talk, you shouldn't have to pay for your lunch.
Exactly.
So, but I will have, like, there's an area there where you can set up exhibitor space. You know, I can sell a table and people can come and set up and whatever they want to do. But again, I can't do anything until the website is up. So it's kind of like a catch
22. Yeah.
I have all the information out there so people can go and look at it and look at what is this.
Uh-huh.
And then I start, you know, doing that little fundraising.
Well, that's why I said, once you get the website, or right before you know it's going to launch, maybe you should have a meeting. I'd like to meet up with you and Blanca, and, you know, we can meet up before you launch the website. And then,
yeah, I mean, we can definitely do that. I just have to have everything in place, you know, and I have to set up an Eventbrite page where people can register and have all of that in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just done, you know, and then it's just a lot of hard work at the beginning because I have to write all the copy.
Mm-hmm.
Blanca is just doing like the technical wizard stuff, but I am adding the content. And then that's it. We won't ever have to mess with it again. It'll just be the next year. It'll be
the same thing,
just new information. You know.
No, I think that's great. I just, like I said, when you're ready, I like to sit down with you.
I have like 24 pages in there, as if. And that's not even the blog.
Mm-hmm.
Just with information, like, what is this about? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instructions for the speakers, what to expect, FAQ, how much does it cost? But all that information has to be organized and put in there. And then, and then it has to be tweaked, and we need like a nice homepage with, you know, the pictures and all that, and then, and we have a place on the sidebar for sponsor logos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you said
we're building a website from scratch, basically.
Yeah. Well, this is you're building your foundation right now, so. But
yeah.
As for your sponsors, have you? Well, we'll talk some more about that. I think I already chat with you about that already.
Yeah, I just get, you know, a lot of people know that I'm doing this,
mm-hmm.
but I don't even want to approach them until they actually see, that, you know, the website is just going to be the document, and everything that they want is going to be there, and it's going to be very simple. If you want a table and you send your space, it's $300.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want digital and, you know, social media, it's $100. So mm-hmm. that's just two very simple sponsorship packages that you can pay through, you know, via PayPal. Obviously, if you want to give more, we're not going to pay you to put it. Or if you want to donate $50, I mean, that's fine, you know, but I figured, you know, I can handle all these things individually as well. There will be contact forms on there. Anyone who supports this is going to get a lot of credit and exposure, you know, like, Blanca and I are really good about all that. So.
Well, I was going to suggest to you, like, you know, because when I sold booth and sponsorships for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, what we did was, like, let's say there was a luncheon that you wanted to have somebody sponsor the luncheon. You can have you have your gold, your bronze, and your silver. So that's where you set up the packages where it's a little bit higher, but they're sponsoring the luncheon, and during that luncheon, the speaker who is speaking, depending what the subject matter and who it is, you know, you can do a whole sponsorship for it.
We have an introductory session plus 14, seven concurrent sessions, which means 14. Mm-hmm. And then one final panel.
Mm-hmm.
So the event will have an admission fee, which is $30, and that covers your lunch and, mm-hmm. and the tiny contribution to this place, plus coffee and water all day. So, you know, you don't have to buy coffee or get a bottle of water. It's all going to be there. And it'll be a nice, like a salad buffet with sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be lunch. You know, Hyatt does a really good job.
Yeah. I love the Hyatt. They do a really good job all the time.
But the only thing that the bare bones that needs to be sponsored is lunch for the speakers,
mm-hmm.
plus, like, the volunteers, and which is really not that much money, because we can only have 14 speakers anyway.
Yeah.
Then after that, anything else that comes in, okay, if we get extra sponsors, then we'll get some really nice name badges, you know, stuff like that. But it's a bar camp. It's like a bar camp. It doesn't have to be super fancy. Like, if we use, you know, sticky name tags, that's fine. We're not going to have luxurious swag. I mean, this is not the point of a camp.
No, of course not.
Now, if it comes in, great. You know, then anything that comes in, once the bear cost is covered, is going back into the event. And then we'll have the extra swag, or we'll buy drinks for people after the party, you know, stuff like that. And there will be nothing left over. It's all going to be used back to the event. I'm hoping to get a sponsor to, in kind, also goods and services are always welcome, to help me with the microphone setup and the speaker, you know, so that in case somebody's soft-spoken and they need a microphone, they can use it. Not that the room is that huge, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't get someone to volunteer that, then I will need some cash to do that. But again, it's a bar camp. It's not like a traditional conference where, you know, you're paying the speakers, or it's like, this is what you're getting. It's more about like bringing people together.
No, education.
And see what happens. And it's very improvisational in nature. And a lot of what's going to happen is that, you know, a lot of the networking and stuff is going to take place in between. And during sessions, people might skip one and then hang out outside. And really, the audience is supposed to participate as well. I mean, even though there's going to be someone giving a talk, they really should be interacting, and people should ask a lot of questions, and there should be more discussion. So it's not really like a person at a podium wording it over everyone. I mean, some of these bars, this is great. Like, the space that I got, it's really impressive, it's beautiful, and it's very formal and very nice, and it's going to be a nice lunch. But, you know, some of the best bar camps I've been to were, one was done at a restaurant was like, you could still hear what the other group was talking about, and it's just separated by a curtain. Very, very informal, and it's like six talks going on at the same time, and a lot of energy. So that's kind of like, that's really the spirit of this. But, now, you know, if somebody came and said, well, Maria, you know, there's room for 200, and we'll sponsor all 200 for everybody, that would be great. And I'd have to refund money.
Well, besides that, the bar camp, really, you want to, it's a heart bar camp, am I correct? It's about the heart bar camp, isn't it?
It's heart camp, but it's based, the model is bar camp.
Yeah.
And bar camp is an ad hoc, unconference, no formal, it's very informal. So you can have a camp with 2 people or 2,000 people. It's just that you say, okay, everybody show up, who wants to talk? In traditional bar camps, it's even less organized in that you don't even know who's going to present. They have a board set up, and you take a sticky note, and they're like, okay, here are the time slots, here are the rooms, and you go, all right, I'm going to talk at 1. What do you want to talk to me? Okay. And it's on first come, first served basis.
No, actually, I love the bar camp concept. Actually, about 4 years ago, I have been trying to get this I've been trying to get this concept of a bar camp for some of the medical conferences I've attended, where, you know, to me, it just made a lot of sense. But back then, a lot of people weren't quite sure. They really didn't understand what I was talking about, you know, because they, you know, and the medical world is such a structured. But now, I love it. I think, you know, I'm thrilled that you're doing this. And actually, I just emailed you something that I don't think no one really knows about, but because it's only a it's one test that's been done, and it's been proven as the most corrective way to test to see if you're a candidate for heart attacks, like like it saves a lot of people's lives, and it just came out. And but I have a connection to that company, and I just emailed it to you. But I, you know, because a lot of social media, the transparency is so important these days. But a lot of the companies that I work with, they are getting into it, and that's the reason I'm asking you all these questions, is just so that, like, I know what a bar camp is, because I think it's a great thing. I've been trying to get the bar camp, as far as how it's set up in my industry, to get going on that, because I feel like if you could have a collaborative, like a whole group of people together sharing and educating each other and just, you know, be one with each other, pretty much, it's that's what the whole idea behind this is, and it's about everything. So I think it's great.
You know, there are events called health camps,
mm-hmm.
which are more about, like, for the medical industry, but I would love to have medical and clinical people here, and more like even from the heart health, like the students from heart health,
yeah.
Come to this event, because it's about all aspects of the heart, the spiritual,
yeah.
the physical, the emotional, and all the relationships that we have, you know, like your relationship to your career, how that affects your heart, you know, your relationship to money. So, I describe it there, like what my vision is for what things that we can talk about, but mm-hmm. then I also say, you know, it's only limited by your imagination, so you propose an idea to me,
mm-hmm.
and I will curate it, only because, you know, I don't want, like, somebody to come in and just, like, spam the event.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that, no. You want it to...
So I do feel like I have to curate it. I mean, people do need to... Like, let's say somebody proposes something, and it's, like, it's coined, but maybe I can say, like, well, can you talk a little bit more about this? Because I want them to come in, and it's just, I don't know who they are, and then they talk about your, painting your house.
Yeah. It doesn't fit the subject.
So that's why I am going to have people sign up individually. But, you know, I already have a list of like 30 people I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So already I have an idea of like what things I could possibly talk about. But yeah, the concept of the camp is really great, and it's, I want to keep it, even though it's curated and people have to pay, I still want to keep it, like, informal, fun,
mm-hmm.
where we have to have fun, and casual, and improvisational, and really interactive and cooperative, with people, like, really, really sharing and getting into discussions. Like, I would love to see people out in the lobby talking, you know?
Yeah.
And things like that, and, I mean, yeah, you can branch out and do your own, have a group in one corner if you can't have it in the room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want, it's your event.
No, I think that's a great idea. I love it. And then if I could do it and help you in any way, you know I'm there for you.
Thank you, Sonia.
Because I always believe that you should do what you want to do and you're passionate about, and you're so good at getting everybody together, and you help so much. You do so much for the community, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, like, you know, I find that, you know, when you speak about the heart, a lot of people get confused, but that's why I'm excited about your camp, because there's a lot of stuff that's out there. You know, when you talk about the heart, I mean, you can talk about your emotional, your spiritual, your physical, and every aspect.
Yeah, and it is not a dating and romance conference, although we will, I'm sure, be talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, about romantic love necessarily.
And I think that's, well, I'm looking forward to seeing your website. I think that's a great thing.
And the logo, it's very nice. I have two people work on it. And one person designed the art. So that was Amanda Stewart. And then you know how there's the BarCamp logo, the international BarCamp logo that everyone uses in ADAPT?
Mm-hmm.
She carved a really pretty heart off the side of it. And then I asked my brother to design the rest of it. Man, it was very busy. She had a lot going on. So, and he added some colors. And I asked him to use the colors of the head and the crown chakra, which is purple and blue. And so the kind of the idea behind the logo is that if you follow your heart, the future path is behind it. The heart chakra nice. Color is supposed to be green, but you know, I didn't want it to look like a rainbow because then it was going to look like a gay event.
Yeah.
And it's not just a gay event, and it's not women or men, it's like everybody, but it's not just gay, it's not just straight, it's like anybody. It's, I don't want to brand it that way, you know? And also the nice thing is that anybody can copy this event and do it in another city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just have to do their own little logo, but they can copy this model. I don't think anyone else has done this. I mean, there's WordPress camp, there's freelance camp, there's job camp, there's health camp.
No, I haven't seen it either.
Not that I know of. So.
We have like, I
looked on the BarCamp wiki and I didn't find anything.
Well, you know, because when you think, you punch in heart grant camp in Google, is mostly, I think it's for children to study about heart disease.
That's actually, yeah, that's like a summer camp.
Yeah.
That's actually a real camp, traditional camp, where, for children with heart conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like a non-profit org, it just happens to have that name. I hope I don't run into any trademark problems. Because, you know, a camp, a bar camp is open source.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a bar camp anywhere in the world, and then you can have different types of camps, and there's no trademark there.
Well, maybe you should, because, you know, we know what a bar camp is, but most people, the average people, I don't think know what a bar camp is. Maybe you should have like a little explanation what bar camp is.
What's that?
Maybe you should have an explanation with bar camp, because most people don't know when you say bar camp. Not, believe it or not, not too many people in America.
When you go to the about page, there will be something there that explains what it is and where it comes from. So if you've never heard of this before, you will get a very clear explanation that this is modeled after that.
That's good, because I remember when I've talked about bar camp to people, they look at me like, what is that? Why are you talking about that?
Yeah, and that's actually part of the FAQ as well.
Mm-hmm.
I put that in there, like, I don't get this bar camp thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, before, I'd like to start doing some, interview some people about how they set up or host a bar camp. I think Mark Lehman is doing a bar camp that's coming up too. I think West Palm. Because I think the more people understand the definition of bar camp and understanding what it does and get the word out there on the social network and talking about bar camp. It's something that's, I know a lot of people I know personally don't know what that is, but if we start talking about it online and, you know, giving out information what a bar camp is.
This is how I describe it. Okay. In the FAQ, I don't get the whole camp thing. What's up with that?
Yeah.
The answer is, bar camps are great ways of organizing a group of like-minded people in one or more rooms to talk about stuff they care about. While it may seem like a regular conference, it's not. The atmosphere is more improvised and casual. A camp can be 2 people or 2,000. The point is to gather and share.
Mm-hmm.
Geeks have been doing it for a good while with much success. Now you have camps of all kinds, like health camp, WordPress camp, etc. I don't think I can be any clearer than that.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. So when your website's gone, we'll have to like it on StumbleUpon, and we're gonna bookmark it just to get the feed going. Because I'm on the Wikipedia Barcamp, and they have a whole definition, and they talk about all the different influence, and it's pretty good.
Well, under the What is Hard Camp section, I also describe it. Hard Camp brings together speakers from different walks of life to discuss matters of the heart, physical, emotional, spiritual, and creative part. This is an open event in which participants provide content. User-generated unconference is modeled after Barcamp, a technology-focused international network of events that has been employing the successful format since 2005. And then I quote the wiki, I just say it's ad hoc gathering, works with a desire for people to share and learn in an open environment, and it's an intense event with discussions, dialogues, and interactions with participants or the main actors of the event. On to describe what, potential things that we can talk about.
Did you know that, the first bar camp was held in California, in 2005? That shows you it hasn't been around at all. Well, that's when I just remember hearing about it, but, no one knows about it at all, actually. If you think of it, 6 years? I'm excited for you, Maria. More than you can imagine. I think it's a great thing.
Finish this website and then just let it take off.
I think it will. And getting people involved in this will be very easy and excited about it. Because, and it's in the month of February, and what do you think of month of February? Valentine's. It's a heart month.
Yes, that's true.
So it's going to go
ahead. But it's not just a Valentine's event. That's why I'm not doing it on Valentine's weekend, because, first of all, if people have plans, then they will come.
Yeah.
And, but it is a hard month, so it's a good time to do it.
No, I think that's you've set the perfect time and date. And location, of course. I think it's going to work out really great. But let's wrap up the show. Thanks for giving us a sneak peek about the Heart Bar Camp. I'm looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see the website, so you'll have to make sure. You let me know about it.
Do we have a guest for next week?
I made a mistake of last night. Yes. that's why I had an issue with my computer, so when I saw your email, I got excited about, getting caught up, and I forgot to look the date. It was November 1st, so I did a correction post.
That's okay.
Chasey Candy is the she's hot. She's a singer. I was listening to her music. She got some good music going on, so she'll be on November 1st with us.
Yes. She's going to be on. Going to be all about her and me that week, because she can have me on her webcast, her TV webcast.
Awesome.
On the 3rd. Okay. Does the show at night.
Okay.
And then we're going to have her on the 1st, so kind of like a trade.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I looked at her website. I looked at all her different things and her music. Her website's incredible. She's very social, and She's extremely social. I was looking at some of her pictures.
I know the girl who's running that for her, and she's very good at what she does.
Awesome.
But the Shade herself she's social, but she does have some help with that on the site. And I went to see the show Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way back, I stopped at Mission for a little bite to eat and a drink. And V was there, the intern, social media manager, with Chase, and that was great, and we hung out, and we had fun.
Nice.
And even though she was really glamorous and a lot of stuff, and she's very pretty in person, but she's I really enjoyed getting to know her. Yeah,
no, man, I was looking at some of her pictures. I was kind of cracking up. Some of her pictures she was posting, it was funny. I liked it. I was like, oh, this is cool.
So yeah, I look forward to knowing her. If we don't have anyone next week, then I'll try to bring... I can't remember if I emailed you. I don't think we do, because I usually make a note of...
No, I didn't get that email for next week.
I'm not gonna have.
I didn't get that email for next week.
So...
But is there any way... For the 31st, for Tuesday the 31st, can we, didn't we have someone, and I think it's your sister, that does the ghost, the paranormal?
The ghost.
Is there any way we can get someone from either her or organization for Halloween? I would love to have that stream on Halloween.
You mean for the 25th?
No, for Tuesday the 31st.
No, because it's November 1st is
on it. Hold on, let me look at that.
The 31st is on Monday.
Oh, okay, so let's do the Tuesday then.
Oh, yeah, you can have her on. It may not be on the show unless you want to have her on Zoom. Because it'll be a after Halloween, so.
Yeah, well, let's see. Either next Tuesday? Cause I might show that's more of a local, the 25th then. I'm looking at the timer. It's the 25th.
Which is right before Halloween.
Yeah. I think a lot of my friends are going down for the Fantasy Fest that whole week in Key West. I'm not going to be there.
Crazy party.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of people like doing a whole drive down there, so I won't be there. But but I told them I would think about them and their nakedness, because apparently people get naked on Fantasy Fest. But let me know about next Tuesday. I want to make sure I want to do a birthday shout out, and we're going a little bit over our time. So let me just get that on there. Do you have anybody that you want to wish happy birthday today?
The only person I think is Ramshot Ryan.
Oh, okay. Let's see, where is my birthday thing? My thing is not working, but here we go. And today's birthday, I know I have two people's birthday today, is Ellen. I can never pronounce her last name. I've known her since 1996. Ellen Zeliskovsky. She's going to kill me. It's her birthday. And Dave Sheehan is his birthday. So happy birthday, guys. And Maria, thanks for sharing information about New World Symphony for me. I'm going to post that on, I'm going to upload the show now. But again, that's another area that I never really thought about checking it out. If there's nothing going on, or just doing something fun in Miami. Because when you go to Miami, you think of nightclubs. But that is a great organization there, New World Symphony.
Yeah, can you tag them?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I followed them, tagged them already, so I'm gonna post it. Once I upload the show, I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna tag them on Facebook and Twitter.
Can you upload this one to the new site?
Yep, I sure will.
All right, great.
Okay, honey. I'll talk to you later. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye. Everyone have a great day.
What?
I'm closing out. I said, everyone have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for Social Chats at No Aging with Sandra Lopez and myself. Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Bye.